Hello, this is Charles here, audiobook narrator and audiobook editor and producer. I'd like to just take a couple of minutes of your time, if I may, to explain a little bit about my audiobook narration process and also to inform you on the editing and mastering procedures that I use to get the sound just right for your listening audience's enjoyment. Before I begin, it may be interesting for you to know that I focus all my recording, editing, and final mastering techniques on the stringent and often quite complicated ACX Amazon audiobook requirements. I'm recording usually around -6 to -4 dB so that I have enough headroom for the final mastering process. All my initial recordings are then mastered as WAV files to ensure that I have the best sound quality to eventually edit. As I'm editing the raw WAV files, I make sure that all the mistakes are taken out and that the pace of the reading fits the feel of your book. Usually I need about 5 to 6 hours a day to produce an hour of recorded, edited and perfectly mastered MP3 recordings, which you will then need to approve before I can move on to the next section of the book. This means that we'll be in contact with each other on a regular basis, and I think this is very helpful and important to both of us. There may perhaps be instances where a part of the narration needs some reverberation or echo effect added, like when I'm speaking in a dungeon, or in a dream scene perhaps. And this can be a great way to enhance your listeners' enjoyment and make it more exciting for them. You'll find that as you listen to my work, when I pause, like this, there's no sound heard. And if any sound is accidentally picked up by the microphone which doesn't belong to the text, it is simply removed. For instance, breathing in between words can be very distracting and annoying to the listener. So I usually lower my breathing completely or make it virtually inaudible. Now, when it comes to the final mastering process, what I tend to do is add a little bit of fairy dust to the entire project by using a series of chains that enhance the bass and treble of my voice slightly and make sure that the end levels of the recording don't go above -3 dB. So there you have it. I hope you found this little introduction helpful and that you've got to know me a little bit better. In parting, I would just like to say thank you for listening, and I look forward to helping you bring your next audiobook to life.